This is Dial a Saint introducing Saint John Bosco. John Bosco was born in Italy in 1815. He lived during the time of the Italian move for national unity, which saw much fighting between the armies of France under Napoleon III, Austria, and Italy. John's father died when he was 2 years old, but his mother did not have a hard time raising him, because he enjoyed discussing and putting into practice the scripture readings he heard at Mass, which he attended each day. In fact, John would attract his young friends and passers-by with his magic tricks until there was a good crowd. Then he began his own religion lesson. It was not a surprise when John asked permission to study for the priesthood. The social conditions of the time did not place a high value upon children of the common people. The wars broke up many families, which left many children with no parental leadership and no alternative than to wander from town to town in gangs to fight and steal. Most adults used force to deal with them because no one cared enough to help solve the problem. John, as a young priest, felt that sincere love was missing. He said, "Human nature is prone to evil and at times must be dealt with severely. Yet charity should prompt all of our actions. Our efforts and ideals must be out of love for the poor and abandoned youth." Again, he said, "Physical punishment greatly irritates the boys and lowers the reputation of the educator. To correct a student who has done something wrong, the teacher should omit some token of kindness toward him. This is important because it does not degrade the boy." John's first assignment as a priest was to assist in the orphanage for girls. But when the directors heard the crowd of noisy boys which John had invited inside to play in the halls, he was transferred the same day. He was again sent to school, but on Sundays he would gather all the boys he could, find a place for them to play, and at the same time give them religious instruction. Because of his large, noisy following, he was forced to move his meeting places quite often. Finally, a shed was rented, which became the permanent home for stray boys. The older boys worked as apprentices who taught the younger. Evening workshops were taught by young priest volunteers, and other women helped John's mother start a choir. Before long, the shed overflowed with 800 boys. A second location was quickly filled, and within 2 years, the number of boys had tripled. John once approached the warden of a local reformatory, offering to take the youthful prisoners out for a picnic. To everyone's amazement, the 300 unguarded boys went into the countryside in the morning and all returned quietly at sunset. John's success in handling the most reluctant boys came from his personality. He truly loved them, trusted them, and was concerned for their individual needs because he could read their souls. They responded to him in return. John worked to make his boys both useful citizens and good Christians who were self-reliant and self-supporting. He taught them trades and gave them instruction from books. He even wrote his own teaching manuals, such as A History of Italy, which was reprinted nearly 30 times. His life was guided by the motto, "The devil never rests in harming souls. Therefore, I must never rest in working for souls." John's work soon spread to other cities. A seminary was started for boys, and help was given to the girls. The new religious order was called the Salesians, named after Francis de Sales. They were dedicated to work with the young because while they are easily impressed by evil, they are even more impressed by the good. Today there are about 1,400 locations for boys and girls. Formal education includes work in agricultural schools, elementary, high schools, and colleges. Miracles were also credited through John's intercession. Such was the case of Maria Stodaro, a proven totally blind child to whom sight was restored. The devil once actually appeared to John, but fled, never to return again, when John made the sign of the cross. John died in 1888. At his canonization in 1934, the Pope said, "For him, the supernatural became like the natural, and the Extraordinary Ordinary. Thank you for calling Dial a Saint.